We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm low energy. I haven't slept in like 3 days.
It's okay. Jeez.
I'm similar. I'm still recovering from AMAs. Me too.
Yeah. I didn't go to bed till like 8 in the morning.
Jeez.
And then yesterday I didn't go to bed till like 5.
Oh my gosh. I want to go to your parties.
But I'm chipper.
Hello.
You feel like you're just floating. You're like, where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel actually insane right now.
Perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for.
I'll probably say some crazy shit.
Let's trend on Twitter.
You guys ready?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio. Home of commercial free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and in studio for me. Get ready. We got an award-winning producer, songwriter. His name is Benny Blanco.
What up, Benny Blanco?
Yes.
Yes.
Benny is so fascinated with the mics. By the way, man, if you didn't know, now you know. He's responsible for, you know, just more than 100 million album sales as a producer songwriter.
So good.
Work with the best of the best: Ed Sheeran, The Biebs, Maroon 5, Rihanna, The Weeknd, you name it. He's worked with them. Most recently, Eastside with Khalid and Halsey. You saw him at the AMAs. With the best performance of the night, man, I got to give you props on that.
Honestly, what I told them, I was like, I just want to do something where I literally have to do nothing. I was like, the least amount of room for error from me, I'll be okay. Like,
well, it's funny because I feel like Halsey and Khalid are so captivating, but I found myself watching you the entire time.
Yes,
so I'm like, what's he
going
to do next? Is he going to go to the couch? Is he going to go back to the bed? What's going to happen?
You are a method actor for the do nothing thing.
You know, it's crazy. We took like, the real crazy thing is we actually rehearsed so much for that. Like, I rehearsed for a full week of doing, and I was like, okay, now I'm going to like sit. And then, but the guy, my friend who like helps me direct it, he's like, but like, don't actually think. He's like, these are your moves, but you
amazing.
Can't think
you,
that you've used those moves. He's like, so everything we did, don't do that. And I was like, okay,
dude,
great.
You're sitting too hard right now.
It was really like that.
And just to give a little bit of context for those that unfortunately missed the epic performance that Benny Blanco had at the AMAs with Halsey and Khalid, it was basically set up almost like a room, like in a studio.
No, it was my actual studio.
Your actual studio
setup. That's how the setup is, right? I've seen pictures
literally of it. Literally to the T. It was like the Twilight Zone. They came in and measured for like weeks and like built it up.
And at first you were sitting in front of your computer, and then at one point you transferred over to the couch.
And then the bed.
And then a bed. Don't forget the bed
move.
The bed move is crazy.
So now that you know, that's how it went down, and that's why he's like.
I did take a selfie as well on stage and posted it while on stage.
I think I saw that, you know, like a clickbait headline that was Benny Blanco was posting on social media during the performance.
So was Halsey. We both did.
It's amazing.
What did Halsey post during the performance?
I think she was just like, I'm on here. I think she's like, I'm sitting here. I just literally took a picture of all of us because I wasn't doing anything. So I just like took a picture.
That's cool.
And then,
Benny, tell us more about that situation, right? So that was like literally copy paste of your actual studio. What's important for you when you're working with all these amazing artists, man, to get them to feel comfortable to be able to open up and give their best?
You're literally, I'm a therapist. Mm-hmm. That's my job. I'm a therapist. The second someone walks through the door, it's like, oh, what's going on in your life? What are we gonna do here? What do I do to get everyone comfortable? We eat a lot of food. I tell a bunch of dick and fart jokes. Like that's kind of like what happens. I don't know. Maybe we're going to play ping pong or I don't know what we're going to do. Sometimes we don't even make music. I swear, like sometimes I'll have a session with someone for like 3 days and we'll make zero music. And then like the last day for like 5 minutes, we'll make a song and then that'll be the song.
Yes. I heard that the first time you were emailing back and forth with Ed Sheeran, like your response to an email was, I have to take a poop.
It was. And no one answered. No one answered for like 2 days. And I was like, oh, man. And he wasn't big then. And I was like, oh, man, I guess this guy like just doesn't want to work. And then all of a sudden he wrote back. He's like, I got to poop too.
That's great.
And I was like, maybe he was just waiting until he had to poop again.
I love it because I feel like your bromance with Ed Sheeran makes me so happy. You guys are so hilarious together.
It's a thing.
What was like the last thing you texted each other?
Well, he doesn't have a cell phone.
Which is awesome.
So
live that life.
And I don't use email except for him. So he's the only person I email.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I don't email anyone else. What was the last thing we said to each other?
Or what was the last letter you wrote
him?
Yeah. I like you guys keep it old school. You like a scribe undoes a scroll.
Oh, I think he like took a picture with like Meek Mill and he was like, yo, I was just with Meek Mill. It was so cool. He's like, I wish I was a rapper or something. I don't know.
Yo, but Ed Sheeran can flow, man.
I know, it's kind of
like,
crazy.
Legitimately, he's a good flow. Like, he can throw down just even on his guitar. He just mad flow on him.
I know.
In regards to, I'm just going to throw out a couple of artist names that you worked with in the past and just maybe just kind of throw out the first thing that pops up to your mind of you guys being in the studio.
Okay.
All right. So, The Weeknd.
It's crazy. The second he literally steps in front of a microphone, it just sounds like it's on the radio. Like, he'll be like I'll just be playing something and he's like, all right, let me try it. And he just like, it'll be like a bad microphone. And he just sits there and it's like, and you're like, and you're just like, oh my God. It's like, it's crazy. It's like already on, like it feels like, I don't know.
Self-produced.
It's insane.
Like you don't gotta do anything. Like there's no, I feel like I should tweak things.
No, it's just there. And it's like the best thing, like everything that comes out of his mouth, you're just like, oh wow.
Benny's like, I'm never going to tell The Weeknd. He really doesn't need me.
Yeah. Nobody needs me. I'm just waiting until they're just like, all right, dude, like the jig's up. You're going to work in a restaurant.
You legit just sit on the couch taking selfies, bro.
Yeah, that was real. That was real life.
So Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. I've known Justin for so long. Like I've worked with him since like way back. And I've been friends with Scooter since I was like 15. So it was like, even since the beginning, he's like, I got this kid. And it was just like this thing. And then it just like got bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's one of those guys where like, even if like, if I were to sing something, if I'm like, the moon, like he sings it back and he's like, the moon. And you're just like, oh my God. Like, it just sounds like so much better than anything you would do. We could all sing the same thing and then he'll sing it and you'll just believe him way more than any of us.
Yeah, I feel like people like underestimate how much of a musician Justin Bieber actually is. Mm-hmm. It's drumming and guitar and stuff. Because if you grew up in a certain era or time slot, you're just like, oh, he's just a pop singer. You just sit him down in front of a microphone with words written out.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I wish he wasn't so good at everything. Like, it makes me so mad.
Like, he's like good at basketball, too, and golf.
And, like, ping pong and, like, everything. He's like, oh, let's play. And he's just...
No, Benny, you're not joking. Justin Bieber is one of the most competitive artists I've ever met in my life. I remember one time, because, you know, with an artist at his level, he came through for an interview at our show, and this is when I was doing radio in New York, and obviously, you know, they tell you got 10 minutes with him, and then we're in and out. Their whole team is there, you know, big bodyguards, et cetera. Homie stayed for an extra 15 minutes, because he couldn't score more than 3 trash basketball papers. Like, he would not leave the studio until he made them in, man. He's, like, so competitive.
No, he's like, we'll be working. And then, like, I was working, actually, in another room with someone. And one of my friends was just, like, as a joke, like, put a ping pong, like a sheet that was like, anybody who wants to challenge me in ping pong, come in. And like, Justin was working in like a different room and he like comes in and he's like, you ready? And he had like a paddle. He had like a paddle and wouldn't leave.
Yeah,
like,
challenge accepted. Where you at?
Yeah, it was crazy. Just a random person.
Let's go. Catching up with Benny Blanco Familia, amazing producer, songwriter.
I'm not too up on, I don't really like go on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. I'm like the worst person. They asked me when I was at the AMAs, they were like, so who do you think's gonna win tonight? What do you think's gonna happen? And I was like, wait.
Who's nominated?
I don't even listen to contemporary music.
What do you listen
to?
Oh, man. Like Nick Drake and like weird like stuff from like field recordings of like old African music, and then like
that's dope.
I don't really listen to, like, it's so funny, I don't even have a radio or anything, or I never the rare times that like I do like get in an Uber and like I like turn it on and hear one of my songs, I'm like, oh, that's tight. And I still get, everyone still gets so excited like when you hear your own song. Yeah. I mean, is it like that when you hear like your own voice?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I'll hear a Subaru commercial and be like, oh, nailed that. Are you kidding me?
I'm newer to radio. And so every time I hear it, I like record it and I'm like, I'm not going to post that because that's weird. Like, that's too much, you know, but
my
I can
mom
imagine.
Used to call me every single time my song was on the radio, like at the very beginning. And then she was like, man, you got too many songs. I'm not calling you anymore.
I gotta upgrade my data. Much.
On that too, man, my coolest thing is I have a daughter that's 1 year, 9 months. And the coolest thing is that now she's recent, when she hears me on the radio, she goes, Dada.
That's tight.
And that is like awesome. The biggest blessing ever right there. So I think that's like comparable to your mom calling you, Mijo, like, I heard you on the radio.
For the rest of us, we just try to put it out there to like people trying to hang out. Like, yo, check it. Did you hear me on the radio? They're like, no. Nah.
Well, DJ Majestic uses our radio show when he mixes as a dating app. He just shouts out girls he's trying to hang out with.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah. Yo, shout out all the girls.
All the girls that I've been talking to. You know who you are.
Benny, your signature look is your hair, man. I love your hair. It's just like curly, wavy, just out there. It's dope. Is that intentional? Like, at what point did that come about? You know what I'm saying?
It's called being Jewish. It's crazy. it just kind of comes with the territory. But no, honestly, when I was a kid, I hated it. I had a shaved head, like, cause like having long hair wasn't cool. Okay. I had like my mom didn't let me get a haircut till I was like six. Uh-huh. Like, and I remember
moms don't.
You're like long locks.
Yeah, when you got curly hair, there's no way they're
like.
You
I
cut
had
that.
Like long hair, and then I was like, no, fuck this, and I like shaved my head, and then I had a shaved head until I was like 17 or 18, and I grew it out, and then like everyone really liked it, and then I remember like I cut it one time, and this girl was like, "What are you doing? Like, don't ever cut your hair."
And that was like the girl that had a crush on, right?
Like, yeah, and then I was like, "I never cut my hair again."
What are your thoughts on my boy Brian's new haircut, bro? Check it out real quick.
Lost a little bet here.
Whoa! I didn't even see that. That's kind of crazy.
He kept it hidden.
He lost a bet, Braves versus Dodgers, so he had to get LA shaved in the back of his head.
How do you feel about it?
Well, right. I feel like there's a lot of judgment when people see a grown white man wearing with like something shaved in his head, right? Like I feel like I walk by people and they go, this guy.
Let me see it one more. Let me see it one more time. Nah, it's not that bad.
He trails off.
That's crazy. What's your bet? What are you gonna have to shave in your
head? Well, I almost had to. I was in the bet, so that was like if I lost, but I was on Team Dodgers. So
what, you like pull it back and you shave just like that one matter.
I guess though. Just like a little, you know. I've always kind of wanted to do like that. I always thought I was edgy enough where I could maybe do
like
half
the Skrillex.
Shaved.
Yeah.
You think I could pull that off?
Remember when every single girl had the Skrillex after Skrillex was Skrillex?
Just shaved up one side.
Yep. Yeah, just like,
and they just carried around a skateboard even though they weren't skateboarders at all.
He literally changed women's haircuts in LA for a full 2 years.
That's amazing.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah, next time I think we're just gonna bet a little tattoo behind the ear for whatever team we're going for.
Yeah, I think I'm retired from betting. I'm 0-2 on this show so far.
Yeah, what was the last?
I bet Germany over Mexico in the World Cup. Had to get an M for Mexico shaved in my head. So.
Wait, so you always get the shave in the head?
Yeah,
I'm afraid of tattoos.
Yeah, me too. I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, you don't? I didn't realize that.
Do you have tattoos?
No, I don't.
Do you?
Nope.
Do you?
Nah, man. My mom would kill me, bro.
None of us have tattoos.
We're so clean.
I know. It's like I'm just gonna say fucking get one on my forehead today.
Yes. But what would it say, bro?
I don't know.
I love that. Good idea. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know how like how Post Malone's like very tired. Always tired. Yeah.
I'm also. Oh, can I be like also very tired?
Like, an also extension of Post Malone.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's
a great idea. Hanging out with Benny Blanco Familia. What are you most stoked about that you're currently working or that's about to drop that you can let us know, man? That you're like, yo, man, I'm really stoked about this.
I'm gonna put out an album.
Oof.
Like I'm putting out a new song with Calvin Harris. Really soon.
So cool. Man.
Where he's singing again. I got him to sing.
Because he hasn't sang in a while.
I know. He's so good.
He
too.
Is really good.
It's so sick.
Because he's saying, and I met you in the summer.
Like, he's just like, he's really good. So I'm having him sing. And then I have an album, and then I'm going to do another one right after.
That's cool.
I want to put out like 4 albums in a row.
Do you, will you be singing on any or doing any like, maybe some freestyles?
No chance.
No?
No
Not
chance.
At all.
No chance. But basically like, if you've heard, you know, I'm putting all my friends on it, so everyone I do songs with are going to be on
that. I heard that you've never worked with Drake before yet. Have you reached out to him at all? Is he like on your list of people to work with?
One time, I actually met him before. I met him at this party once. It was crazy. It was tight. But like this, the time before I met him, I was like, we were at the Grammys like years and years ago.
Yeah,
and like I saw. I was going into the bathroom, and as I was going into the bathroom, like, there was like a whole crew of people outside, like bodyguards and stuff, and they had like OVO shirts on. And then like I went in, and Drake was just like in the bathroom, and I was like, I can't say hi to Drake now. so I kind of hid and like looked the other way, because I was like, what am I gonna do, say hi to Drake? Yeah. Like, when we're like,
you have a urinal,
like,
urinal talk.
Yeah, it
was like he was just like right there, and I was just like, I can't do it. So I didn't say anything.
You should have told him what you emailed.
I know, but you emailed
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. I can't. I was just sitting there and I was like, I can't do that. I'm always like that. If I like don't see the person in like the perfect light, like it's like you don't want to walk up to someone at like the wrong time.
Situation, right? You're like, yo, who's that dude? They just want to shake my hand while I was taking a leak.
I know, it's crazy.
It's like I've had those moments where you walk, you see somebody and you immediately, like, it's almost more awkward because you see him and you bolt like a different direction to not have like a walk by interaction, and then you'll think to yourself, man, I hope they didn't see that.
Yeah,
like,
that's even worse.
Like,
yeah,
I don't even like interactions with my real friends. Like, I like if I'm walking down the street and I see someone like I kind of know, I'm immediately going into like whatever stores right there, or like looking down at my phone. Like, even like my best friend, they're like, yo, I'm like, like, I'm not, I don't want to say hi. When I get caught off guard, it's just like I'm just not ready to say hi to someone.
Benny, but that's why I believe you've left your hair long, dude. Because you're like, I didn't see you, dog. Yeah. Like, my bad.
I can't even see. No, but you know what I'm saying? When, like, you see, it could even be, like, one of your, like, kind of friends. Like, if you're walking down the street and you see him and it's like, you got to go. You don't want to say, what are you guys really going to say? Hey?
And then you immediately start thinking about, how long is too long? How long is not long enough? Yeah. What do I say to get out of here?
I know. The one I say whenever, oh no, I don't want
to
say it. If I say
you have to now.
No, I can't, because I might use it on you guys one day. I have two things that I say.
Like your go-to, I gotta get out of here.
I have like the go-to, I gotta get out of here.
To get you off the hook, to not interact.
Just like right away. I got like a quick, I got two.
I feel like I need to know one of them.
I can't.
Let's do one, because then you can use the other one on us.
No, I can't, because I might use it on you.
Yeah, it'll be on the red carpet or something. Like, hey, Benny, like blah, blah. We're like, oh, he just did it. He used it on me.
I can't.
Well, that's dope, man. Last but not least, Benny, what led to this transition of, as we're presenting music, we get to say Benny Blanco.
That's so weird.
Featuring Halsey and Khalid, et cetera, on Eastside. What led to that transition for you to kind of jump that fence?
Honestly, it was just like, look, I've been doing records for so long and like making them for all different types of people.
Right.
Rap, pop, R&B. Then I remember just one day I was just like, I was actually on tour with Ed, and we were watching, what movie were we on? We were watching Defiant Ones, the documentary.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Iovine.
So good.
So crazy. We were just watching it, and we were like backstage, and we watched like all of them in a row, and he was like, and like it ended, and he's like, man, he's like, what are we doing with our lives? He's like, we're not even doing anything. He's like, all right, I gotta go perform. And then he like goes and plays a stadium. We're literally in a stadium. Like, and then
what are we doing, man?
And I'm sitting there by myself, and I'm like, man, what are we doing with that? I'm like, what am I doing
with
my life?
With that.
And then like, I don't know, it somehow like it kind of clicked then. And then like, I like got the idea, and I didn't like really act on it. And then I remember I asked him. He was like one of the first people I asked. I was like, dude, I think I'm going to do this. And I was waiting for him to be like, dude, just like shut up and keep producing my songs and like stop talking. And I was like, okay. But he was just like, oh my God, man, that'd be a sick idea. He's like, we should do some songs for it. And then like I kept asking my friends, like hoping that people would say no. But then everyone was like, yeah, let's do it. And it's like, for me, it's like I've always done songs with so many different type of people, and there's so many labels involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun for once to be like, okay, like this is how the video is going to look. This is how I want the songs to come out. This is what order I want them to come out, and just have the control to do that. And I don't know. It's fun.
That's dope, man.
Cool.
I am sitting on a couch in this music video. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
That is epic. Dude, I got to ask you this. Since you guys were watching Defiant Ones, you and Ed Sheeran, who would you be in NWA? And who would Ed Sheeran be?
Bro, I hope I'm Dr. Dre. Like that. Yeah. I got. Who would Ed be? I don't know. Ed, maybe Eazy-E. If Ed could really do it, like I feel like, because Ed's a jokester. He's a true he's a true jokester. He plays a gentleman, but he's a jokester.
He plays a gentleman.
That's dope, man. Benny Blanco, thank you so much, bro, for hanging out with us, bro. I'm glad that you jumped the fence and are doing this, because I love your vibe, man. You got great stories, bro. You're so down to earth. And I think just in general, the world needs more of people like you.
And I think we can confirm you're a good hang.
Yeah.
Because this has been a good hang
is that,
today.
Is
yeah.
that, do you guys confirm or not?
We're confirming yeah. it. We're yeah.
We are sending it right to TMZ. Benny Blanco was a good,
good hang.
I was a good hang.
Yeah, you are.
But you guys are okay.
We'll take it. He's not confirming. He's not going to hit us with the line, I got
to
get out of here.
Guys, regardless, even if he said we were a good hang, he's not going to say hi to us if you see him again.
No. I'm going to say you guys got upgraded to hello.
Okay.
You,
okay.
Not so much. Shout out a few girls on that. For me, we're good.
Betty Blanco, 97.1 Amp Radio with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We out.
Thank you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Perfect. The best.
Oh my God, now I sound normal again. I don't like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.